The Kadmonim tell us that Aseres Yemei Tshuva are very special days, days that are referred to as Yemei Ratzon, days that our entire relationship with the Eibishter is different. The opportunity is tremendous. Chazal already say that the power of Tzaoka during these 10 days of Dirshu Hashem B'Motzoi is a power that doesn't exist the rest of the year. The Rambam talks about how Tshuva is miskabeles yoiser during this tekufa of the Yemei HaRotzon of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. The Rabbeinu Yonin Shari Tshuva, when he talks about the different things that are meant to motivate us and inspire us to Tshuva. So one of those things is Aseres Yemei Tshuva, recognizing that that is the avoidus hayoim of these 10 days. And of course, we know all this. And of course, it's very, very much on our mind that we need to get going. We need to be oisik in tshuva, in the darchei tshuva, ve'im loy achshov emosai. That's from one side. One side of the coin is one that creates a tremendous choymer, a tremendous heaviness in these days, knowing that these are days of tshuva. We can't be busy with other things. We need to stay focused, and we need to really get involved in the darchei tshuva to the best of our ability. Mitzad sheni, these days are days that we're exhausted. They're stressful days. We're exhausted from the Yom Nirom, the Kedavening, the Slichus. There's Achonas Lechag. There's so many distractions. But I think another thing that's very heavy on us is that we know what we need to do, and yet we feel very, very distant from that type of Avodah. We know how much we need to do Tshuva, but we also know how hard tshuva is. We know how deep tshuva needs to go. And we know all the different defense mechanisms and resistances that we have to change. We also have negative feelings from previous feelings of failures in years before. Aseres Yemei Tshuva can be incredible days, and they can also be very stressful days. Knowing that we have to do tshuva and not feeling capable, not feeling that it's b'chdeisha yase, can create a tremendous amount of stress. The general way in Noilam HaYeshivas that we try to deal with these feelings is with the famous words of the Mabit and others, that tshuva is not all or nothing. Every bit of tshuva, every darga of every chelek of tshuva is also worth something, is already on the way of returning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts every level of tshuva. Of course, we can't end with that, but we could start with that. And of course, once we get going with tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up tremendous Siyata Dishmaya. I wanted to share maybe a new daher. Could be it's pashut, but just maybe it could possibly give a little bit of encouragement. We know very fundamental, you say it in our Yiddishkeit, HaKol b'day shamayim chutz v'ngir ha-shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu feared the Welt, and every single aspect of this Welt is micromanaged by the Eibishter. B'frat for Yidden, the level of Ashkocha Protis is miyuchid. HaKol b'day shamayim, aber chutz v'ngir ha-shamayim. When it comes to Teiru Mitzvahs, when it comes to Ruchnias, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochol takes a step back and says, this I'm letting you take care of. That's what we call Bechira Chavshis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to decide Ruchnias. He wants to leave the Bechira to us. There's nothing predestined when it comes to Bechira. When it comes to Yerushamayim, when it comes to Torah Mitzvahs, it's all up to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you need to be Boicher Batoiv. Tshuva is no different. Tshuva needs to come from us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't do it on our behalf. The emes is, if we are medayik, the Lashon of Shemene Esrei, we could see that very clearly. During the brachas Emtzoyus, the middle brachas of Bakoshois, we have Bakoshois, and at the end of every Bakosho, we end off with a bracha and a shvach to the Eibusha. Ato choynein lo'odom das. Choinein hadoas is the end of the bracha. Umeshabeach mein the psicho. Many brachas like that, Reif Echel Am Yisrael, Goel Yisrael, Mevorech Hashonim. When it comes to the bracha of tshuva, we end off differently. Not choinin adas, not roifei choile, haroitze bis tshuva. When we come in mishabeach the Eibishter, what do we say? We don't say what he gives us. He gives us das, he gives us parnosa, he gives us refuah. Mishabeach the Eibishter, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a roitze bis tshuva. He's someone who very deeply desires and craves that Klal Yisrael does tshuva. Why is it different than every other bracha? Every other bracha, we're mishabeach the Eibishte and what he does for us. And here we're mishabeach how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a roitze b'tshuva. It doesn't say hamachzir b'tshuva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machzir us b'tshuva. And the reason is, like we're saying, hakol bidei shamayim chutz v'yira shamayim. Tshuva is not like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't do it for us. Of course he could, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decided, chutz miyira shamayim, he wants us to do tshuva. We're not mishabeach the Eibishta that he does tshuva for us. But what we are mishabeach is that even though we need to do the tshuva, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kaviyochol, waiting, and roitze b'tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu so deeply desires kaviyochol, that Klal Yisrael, his bonim atam Hashem aleikechem, should return, recreate that yachas, get back on track. He's a roitze b'tshuva. That's what mishabeach the Eibishte. But not more than that, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not do tshuva for us. Of course, when we're medayik that, in a certain way, it becomes more stressful. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're on your own. I want you to do tshuva, but chutz miyer shamayim, you need to do it. It's your job, tshuva. You need to be boicher batoiv. But if we look at the beginning of the bracha, it seems contradictory. At the beginning of the bracha, what do we say? The Eibishter, v'achazireinu b'seshuva shleima lefonecho. Suddenly here, we're asking the Eibishter, be machzir us. What's going on? Hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyira shamayim. We know that the Eibishter won't do it for us. We need to do it. That's why we only say a roitze b'seshuva, not a machzir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not machzir us. And here we're sitting and we're asking, Hachazireinu b'seshuva shleima lefonecho. How do we understand that? Hakol bidei shamayim, chutz miyira shamayim. What are we asking of the Eibishter? But I think there's a gevaldige mafteach over here. And there's a gevaldige yesoid, not just in tshuva, but in shmiras Torah v'amitzvos in Yiddishkeit. There's a pasuk in Sefer Dvorim, which the Gemara in Avodah Zarah daf hey brings down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes and says, Mi yitein v'hoyo levovom ze lohem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Mi yitein halavai, the Klal Yisrael's levovois would be reaching out and wanting your shamayim and wanting shmiras teiru mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was coming and saying, halavai, that's what Klal Yisrael would be up to. And that's what Klal Yisrael's levovois would be wanting. The Gemara brings down that Moshe Rabbeinu said Musa to Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, Omer Moshe to Yisrael, B'shoah she'omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Mi yitein v'hoye levovom ze lohem, Hoyo lohem loimar, ten ato. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, what's the matter with you? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, Mi yitein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, halavai, that your levovois would be open and searching for your shamayim and looking to be medaktik in their shmiras hamitzvahs. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me yitain, why didn't you take the Eibishter up on his offer and say, ten ato? Moshe Rabbeinu understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not lamenting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was insinuating, I wish Klal Yisrael would reach out to me. I wish Klal Yisrael would beg me to have that connection, to have that Yerushamayim, to have that Shmiras Mitzvahs. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was fataychin. And he's giving Musa to Klal Yisrael. Why didn't you take that incredible opportunity? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, reach out. How do we understand this Gemara? What does that mean, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael? You should tell the Eibishter, Ten Ato, Hakol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Meyira Shamayim. We're talking about Ruchnius here. We're talking about Yiras Shamayim. We're talking about Shmiras Teiru Mitzvahs. Ten Ato. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving, what's it to Klal Yisrael? Why didn't you take HaKadosh Baruch Hu up in his offer? Could there be such an offer? Is there such a concept of Ten Ato? Hakol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Meyira Shamayim. The Mefarshim have this question. I'd like to say over a mahalich of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish at the end of his Sefer Tyrus has some pieces on Chumash. And the Chazon Ish, Kedarka B'Kodesh, in a few lines, addresses this question. And the Chazon Ish says, true, Hakol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Meyir Shamayim. We can't expect the Eibishter to do the job for us. It needs to come from us. It needs to be that we are creating that desire and that bechira betoiv. Aber sagt der Chazon Ish, when we come and we bet that the Eibishter, we're mevakish, we're mischanning, we're mispalel to the Eibishter, that is unzere bechira. That's not a stira to chutz meyira shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't do it entirely on its own. HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't give it to us. We need to be the one that initiates. But avada, if we initiate, we can get limitless siyata deshmaya from the Eibishter, as long as we're the ones that are initiating. If our bechira manifests itself of us coming to the Eibishter, and the Eibishter, we need your help, but we want to be boicher b'toiv. We want to be matzliach in ruchnius. We want to have yerushamayim. We want to have shmiras and mitzvahs. We want to have back our relationship with the Eibishter. That's not a stira. That's matzliach. In fact, that's what the Eibishter wants from us. Moshe Rabbeinu at Tainus and Klal Yisrael. Why didn't you take this opportunity of ten ato? That's not a stira to chutz mi Yerushamayim. In fact, that's exactly what the Eibishter wants. He wants us to reach out. He wants us to initiate. And even if we're not holding by doing, aber ask the Eibishter for help. Ask the Eibishter to help us do that. That's not a stira to the Klal. When we come back to this bracha in Shemini Esrei, it's true when we're shabeach the Eibishter, we will never say that the Eibishter is a machzir b'tshuva. The Eibishter refuses to be a machzir b'tshuva. We need to do tshuva. It needs to come from us. But when it comes to bakosha, when we're mispalel, when we're mischanin by the Eibishter and say, that's not a stira to bechira. That's not a stira to Hakobi de Shamayim. That's what the Eibishter wants us to do. To bet Rachmonus, bet Siyata de Shemaya. Hachzireinu is us coming to the Eibishter and saying, we have a hard time with tshuva. It's not easy tshuva. We realize that this tshuva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from us is beyond our koiches efshir. Aber it's not beyond our koiches to come to the Eibishter with desperation and say, Eibishter, help us out. And the minute we do that, we become a shov that zeichet to yazer Hashem lashovim. When it comes to the bakosha, v'hachazireinu b'seshuvo shleimu lefonecho. When it comes to the shvach, we can't say amachzer b'tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu refuses to do it for us entirely. It needs to be something that we initiate. We need to decide that we want to do tshuva. But if part of that decision is a recognition of how much help we need, how we need the Eibishter to help us even get to that first step, that's not only okay, it's what the Eibishter wants from us. That's all part of the tshuva process. That's part of the Bechira B'toiv, by us begging the Eibishter, V'hachzireinu b'seshuva shleimu lefonecho. We know that there's a klal that in brachos, the chasima has to be me'ein ha-psicho. If the psicho and the bakosh is hachzireinu, so how is the tshuva something else? Haroitze b'seshuva. The teretz is, we understand now, lefizeh, that not only is there not a stira, they're mashlim each other. We're able to ask Eibishter hachzireinu because he's haroitze. Because Kodesh Brichu is so desperate, kaviyochul, that we should do tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ending that he's looking for, the tachlis and the tayalis is that Klal Yisrael does tshuva. So because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a roitze b'tshuva,
So that's the Me'ina Psicho. We could ask the Eibusha, Hachazireinu. We're making the first initiative. We're the one that's reaching out and we need to. But once we reach out, we could ask the Eibusha for limitless Yata Deshmaya, Hachazireinu. Give us all the Ruchnias that can help, that can help us get to the Tshuva that we need to do.
When we come to Aseres Yemei Tshuva
and we know how big the Avodah is, instead of us getting overwhelmed and therefore getting stressed out, that we know we need to do something that we feel is beyond our skill set. If that's our hargosha, instead of deciding to give up, instead of deciding to get depressed, let's turn to the Eibishter and Eibishter say, you're a reitzeh b'shuva. I know that even if I don't feel that I could do it on my own, Eibishter, you want us to come out and say, hachazireinu. You want us to be mispalel. If we're being mispalel that we can't do it without you, that's also a way to start our tshuva. And that in itself is a shav. I am a shav by the fact that I'm asking the Eibishter, I need your help, Kaviyoch. I need the Siyata Deshmaya to help me get past all the different obstacles within my nefesh that are making tshuva so inaccessible. When we say achzireinu, that's what we're beginning. We're beginning the process of tshuva by being called a shav. And then it opens up that Arubas HaShamayim for Rachamim. V'sashteitin, the famous Rabbi Yoina, Yazar Hashem LaShovim. Besides the Gevaldige Chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, the concept of tshuva, there's another Gevaldige Hanhoga of the Eibishter. If we begin the process and we become a shav, Yazar Hashem LaShovim. With this new daher, the first step of being a shav is even before opening up a shari tshuva. Just knowing how awesome the achrayis of tshuva is, how difficult the avodah of tshuva is, instead of us getting overwhelmed and not knowing what to do first, we know what to do first. And that first step is something that can give us such an incredible koiches to go weiter. And that is, we cry out to the Eibishter, Hachazireinu b'seshuva shleimu lefonecho. So many psukim. Hashiveinu. Hashem elecho v'noshuva. First we're asking the Eibishter, and then we're saying v'noshuva. We're asking the Eibishter to help us so that we can do it. The Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Shar Aleph that that's one of the chelki hashuva. Davening to the Eibishter that we should be able to do tshuva.
The Eibishter should give us the siyata d'shmaya to be able to understand that the Aseres Yemei Tshuva could be an experience of very negative feelings, but it could also be an experience of Yemei Rotzon, of recognizing how much the Eibishter wants us to do tshuva, and that the Eibishter gives us mahalchim to do tshuva. As long as we reach out to the Eibishter and hachzireinu b'seshuva, because the Eibishter is a reitzeh b'seshuva, the incredible siyata d'shmaya of Yazar Hashem LaShovim can be invoked simply by reaching out to the Eibishter and saying, Eibishter, I don't feel I have the koiches of an Eibishter, help me. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaReitzeh B'Shuva, sees his Tayir Kindelach asking for Rachmonus, asking for help to do tshuva, we can be batuach that Yazar Hashem L'Shovim, and all of us should be able to be zoiche to the Haftocho, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees us wanting to do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yazar Hashem L'Shovim El Bin Eskayim Hashiveinu Elecha Hashem L'Shuvah Chadesh Yomeinu Kekedem.